Welcome to Episode 7 of 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, minister at Bering. This week's episode, Hooray for Jesus. This past Sunday, I had one of those rare occurrences when a teenager in my congregation came up and talked to me about the sermon. In fact, two of them came up on separate occasions. The first teen told me that as the sermon came to a close, she teared up a little. The message was so moving to her that it moved her deeply as she connected with the encouraging word of the Lord. The second teenager also had an emotional reaction, although his was a little more like a fan at a football game. He told me that at the very end of the sermon, when the amen was spoken to bring everything together, that he felt like clapping. Now, this is especially interesting for a tradition like mine that borders on dull stoicism, where things like tearing up and clapping are frowned upon and discouraged in many groups. In fact, I've known Christians in my tradition that thought it was a sin to clap during a church song, which, when you think about it, is a ridiculous thought. But it's where some people were in the past and in the present, but I digress. Still, in some Christian traditions, church on Sunday mornings is about sitting still, being quiet, and listening. But what would have happened on Sunday if the boy had clapped at the end of the sermon? Would he have remained the lone clapper in the congregation? I think one of the reasons that some traditions don't clap at the end of a great sermon is because we are afraid the preacher might think it was about the preacher rather than what was preached. But for a message we heard from Scripture, like the one we heard at Bering recently, it probably would do no harm at all to stand up and cheer and yell hooray for Jesus. Because the only reason we could proclaim what we proclaim, and what I will share with you today, is because of the living Jesus. As the preacher, I can say it's not about the preacher. Hopefully, the message of this podcast today, like the sermon on Sunday, will have a seamless, ongoing focus on Jesus at the center of our message. And it's because of that message that we said what we said from 2 Thessalonians 3:16, a simple blessing from Scripture that you, O faithful listener, might need to hear at this very moment. So here goes. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. At all times, the peace of Christ. In every way, the peace of Christ. Not until things are better, not until everything comes together. Right now, the peace of Christ. Maybe you're sitting at your computer listening to this, or you're driving in your car. Whatever you are doing, and wherever you are at this moment, may the peace of Christ be with you. And whatever you do for the rest of the day and tomorrow, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. We live in a world where there is a decided lack of peace, where war and arguments abound. But through Christ, we can be people of peace. And that, my podcast friends, is a blessing that makes me want to stand up and cheer. Find out more about the Bering Drive Church of Christ at our website, beringfamily.org, including our blog and sermons. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Bering Drive. And if you are in Houston, join us each Sunday morning. Now, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you.